Little Ted Nugent for you right there. 1975. Was that too loud? That seemed like it was like extremely loud for some reason. How are you folks doing? My favorite part about that song is it is in the Dazed and Confused soundtrack. And any song on the Dazed and Confused soundtrack is a friend of mine. I don't think there's a song on that soundtrack I don't like. But I could be wrong. There's actually one that's kind of boring. But, yeah, let's not talk about boring songs. Episode 17, April 19th, year of our Lord, 2023. We're back, and I've been struggling to get back, and I apologize. It's been like 8 days or something like that. I usually try to get on at least once a week. I'm running on coffee. It's almost midnight. And again, it's 4/19, April 19th, so tomorrow should be a good one. But yes, I apologize. Taking me a while to get back on. So, I have a couple updates. I have a couple stories, a couple things we want to talk about. Let's just jump right into it here. Let's update on the Bud Light situation, and I know we've all heard about it a lot, and this is going to be it. I'm going to try to be done with it after this, but Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, officially, they're down $7 billion in market value to date as of when they released the campaign with Dylan Mulvaney. Dylan Womanface Mulvaney. The clown that has destroyed a 165-year-old company. All right. There was a little bit of, you know, there's an attempt on Budweiser's behalf to kind of do a little damage control. And we had the CEO come out. CEO's name is Brendan Whitworth. And it's funny, he didn't actually apologize. If you read, and I'm going to read a statement in a second. If he didn't actually apologize, he just kind of said, yeah, we didn't want to get involved. Sorry. But nobody's been fired and nothing's changed. But there are like some crazy developments about the CEO and this would be good. And I did mention the last one that there was a lot of chatter about the top execs having no idea that this campaign was even supposed to be a thing. And this was kind of happened behind closed doors. I still don't know how much I believe that. And yeah, so that was the claim from the CEO. And it would have been nice to give like a legit apology for just such a stupid move. And as the CEO, I mean, you should be overseeing your VP of marketing at the very least. One of the employees you should actually be in contact with on a regular basis and knowing exactly, you know, what their plan is and where their mindset are. But let me read you a statement here. And again, this is Brendan Whitworth. As the CEO of a company founded in America's heartland more than 165 years ago, I am responsible for ensuring every customer feels proud of the beer that we brew. We are honored to be a part of the fabric of this country. Anheuser-Busch employs more than 18,000 people, and our independent distributors employ an additional 47,000 valued colleagues. We have thousands of partners, millions of fans, and a proud history of supporting our communities, military, first responders, sports fans, and hardworking Americans everywhere. We never intended to be a part of this discussion that divides people. We are in the business of bringing people together over a beer. My time serving this country taught me that the importance of accountability and the values upon which America is founded, freedom, hard work, and respect for one another. As CEO of Anheuser-Busch, I am focused on building and protecting our remarkable history and heritage. I care deeply about this country, this company, and the brands and our partners. I spend much of my time traveling across America, listening and learning from our customers, distributors, and others. Moving forward, I will continue to work tirelessly to bring great beers to the consumers across the nation. Brendan Whitworth, CEO, Anheuser-Busch. And yes, ex-CIA recruiter. We have found out, and Benny Johnson, I believe, is the one that made this go viral. He actually went to this dude's LinkedIn page, and sure enough, this guy, you know, he spent years in the CIA, and he was actually a recruiter at some point. This dude is like deep state. Why are you running a beer company? I guess he served in the military for a short amount of time, then he was working with the CIA, and now he is the CEO of Anheuser-Busch? And now things are like, the dots are starting to connect as to like how this woman was hired to begin with, this VP of marketing, Alyssa, whatever. And everything happened, and it's all kind of making sense now, isn't it? We have an ex-CIA person, agent running a beer brand, or one of our oldest beer brands. What part haven't they infiltered? And there's, you know, we know that there's CIA agents, you know, planted in all these tech companies, all these social media companies, you name it. The CIA has their, you know, their little minions up in it. Ugh. But it's funny. We could have, like I said, if we got a proper apology, which that wasn't. That was a non-apology. That was just a statement saying that, sorry, please keep buying our beer. Because the backlash is rolling harder than ever. They didn't post on Twitter for over 2 weeks. And Bud Light page itself on Twitter, they are every day, boom, 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 boom. Like, they're always tweeting something. And they started getting ratioed so hard right after the Dylan Mulvaney thing that they just fell off. You know, it was radio silence over there on Twitter from them. Well, finally, this past Friday, I think, they decided to make a tweet and be like, enjoy your Saturday weekend and maybe a Bud Light. And everybody's just like, boo, and just started just destroying them on Twitter. Oh, I love it. Americans are not going to take this crap. Oh, it's so great. So, yeah. And the scrambling's real. And Don Trump Jr. he's calling for, you know, a truce. He wants us to give him a little bit of leeway. This is, you know, they made a mistake. Let's let him, give him a chance. And, oh, and by the way, yes, also, they donate money to my father's campaign, to Donald Trump's campaign. Well, I'm like, well, how much money are they really, like, donating to the campaign? Or I guess it's more like he was saying, like, the GOP, or maybe just Don Trump Jr. doesn't know anything, which I don't believe. I mean, he has to be privy. He's got to, like, own stock in it or something, because I don't know why he would say this. It doesn't make sense, because I looked into it. Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch actually gives 60% to the GOP and the Republican Party, and 40% goes to the Democrats. But if you actually look at their presidential donations for the presidential race, they only gave, mind you, they gave much less to Donald Trump's campaign than they did to the Republican Party as a whole. And they gave the Republican Party as a whole in the tune of $500,000, half a mil. And I don't want to scoff at that, but half a mil is nothing, especially when you're dealing with the likes of George Soros, who's funding up to $1 million just for local DA races, Alvin Bragg. So Yeah. Who cares about stupid $500,000 from them to the GOP? And they reportedly have gave less money to Donald Trump's campaign than they did to Joe Biden. They supported Joe Biden more than Donald Trump. Anheuser-Busch, you guys suck. They had there was a hockey game. I don't know if it was this past. It was like a couple days ago. The Dallas Stars. And the whole, they Bud Light sponsors the arena or whatever. And the whole place was just booing. Or at least, I mean, it felt like the whole place. It was probably at least half the place was booing the second, you know, Bud Light went up on the Jumbotron. It was awesome. And the reaction keeps coming. The backlash is rich. They're showing pictures of the concessions, and the whole thing of Bud Light is full. The whole fridge is full, and the whole thing next to it was completely empty, which had, well, I don't even know what was in that other case, but it definitely wasn't. It wasn't Bud. It was, you would see what was in there, but it was, I don't know what, it might have been Light, Miller Light. It might have been, probably it was Coors, I would imagine. And I have to say something about Coors. Give me a second to get to that. And so, yeah, not at all popular amongst hockey fans are, you know, giving the feedback. Twitter's giving the feedback. Anheuser-Busch just scrambled and released a brand new commercial. A super pro-America patriotic ad campaign coming from Budweiser. It showcases one of the Clydesdales making traveling from New York all the way to the Grand Canyon in Arizona. And it shows it running past the Lincoln Memorial, the people saluting the flag. It's just a total cliche. We love America, American music in the background, just going through scenic, all the scenic places and all the scenic things that you would see from New York to Arizona, and with flags involved everywhere. And they love America. And people are just like, nah, seriously, you need to fire somebody. You need to officially, why don't you stop, why didn't Bud Light stop following Dylan Mulvaney on Twitter? They don't care. These people honestly just don't care. Obviously about the beer brand or you, the consumer. They want to push an agenda. It's this constant pushing of an agenda that it all comes down to every time. And they started this cancel culture thing. And we, as a conservative, or as a independent, registered independent, conservative-leaning person, it's funny how I don't even want to play the cancel culture game. It's not, to me, it's not cool. That's something they did that I was like, yeah, lame. You guys tried to cancel Kevin Hart, Dave Chappelle. The list goes on and on. You name it. They've Scott Adams. They've canceled everybody to some degree for something. Cancel culture is just rampant, just crazy. And I'm of the, well, don't cancel people. No one's perfect. People are going to make mistakes, whatever. But now that we're playing the game, and I guess that's what we're doing, the right can do the same thing. And we'll cancel Bud Light until they finally bend the knee and admit that they were wrong and apologize to the hardworking middle Americans, the blue collar, that drinks that beer every single day before and after work. You know, it's just super stupid. And another funny thing about the CEO and this VP, Alyssa, her gives a crap, is they both deleted their LinkedIns. You can't even, they like just, it's like they're panicking over there. They don't even know what to do. But I want to see some people getting fired. I want to see some, you know, heads, just, I want to see something happen. So until we get that, if I have to, I'll brought, there is a beer out called Ultra Right. Ultra Right. And it's like nearly like $30 a six pack or something like that. But it's selling. People are buying it. Some independent dad, you know, some base dad is out there making it. And there's another beer that kind of popped up in the wake of all this craziness with Bud Light. And they were, you know, everybody saying how old Budweiser is and they're one of America's oldest beers. Well, the oldest beer in America is called Yuengling, and it's an amber lager, and it's been around since 1829. Family owned and operated. I guess this stuff is mostly on the East Coast. I think it's hard to get out here. I'm sure there's vendors or whatever. I need to really try this beer. I haven't got around to it. I don't even know where to start, but I do want to try this beer. I guess it's pretty good. It's like they're the oldest craft brewery in America. They're the oldest, this is the oldest beer in America. And I'd love to try it. I think the quality's probably up there, especially compared to the piss water that Bud Light is. So that is something. And like I said, when people are drinking beer, they don't want to hear about your sexual orientation or your mental illnesses. Just read the room, people. They're so tone deaf and they're so clueless about their consumer base that they're doubling down on this stuff. And to be honest with you, I know it sucks and it's sad because it is an American staple. But if they're going to triple down and quadruple down and just keep going, then they'll cancel themselves right out of business for all I care. You're already $7 billion down. You know, what's the big deal? You're worth over $100 bill. Screw it. Go all the way, dude. Go full retard. And I was drinking that Coors last time. I still love me a Yellow Belly and Molson Coors. They're a much more based company than Budweiser is. I wouldn't say much more, but they're more based. And yeah, but they also are woke to some degree as well. Every big corporation is. And that's why it's hard. You really have to do your research. And thank you, my buddy Mark, one of my old school Days Confused buddies that we used to watch that all the time. I don't know how I got back to that. But anyway, what's up, Mark? Thank you for the heads up. They actually, Molson Coors is, they're in cahoots with a bunch of these woke companies too. And they support the Sierra Club. Which if you look into them, they're just like a total woke organization. And they pretty much take people's ability to enjoy off-road vehicles and stuff like that. And I understand there needs to be some level of respect and preservation for nature and all that, but it's just, you can't do anything anymore. In California, when it comes to recreation and off-roading and stuff, half the 4x4 trails have been closed out here. A ton of the motorcycle trails have been closed, and it's all because of stupid organizations like the Sierra Club. annoying stuff, but it is what it is. And this is, I'm gonna go on a different topic now. I'm gonna try to stay off that forever. But RIP Bud Light until you guys straighten your act out, and whatever you get, you deserve. Boom. All right, on to the next one. And this one, I'm just gonna come out and say it. I think the left is, I try to convince me otherwise that the far left is a death cult. I mean, think about everything that they do. If you're talking about ideology, if you're talking about legislative, everything that they're pushing for has death at the end as a result. I mean, you're talking about their it's crazy to me how passionate they are when it comes to pushing these surgeries for kids, these gender reassignment surgeries, whatever it's called. They want to kill the nuclear family. They're trying to take, you know, parental control away from the parents and rights from the parents to know what your kids learning and reading about, to approve what kind of stuff, what kind of books are available to them in their libraries at school, and the curriculum that's being forced on them by this public school system that has been exposed now to be pushing CRT. I mean, essentially, they're race baiting these little kids. It's not bad enough that everybody else is race baiting America. These little kids are getting brainwashed to hate themselves or hate each other as children. The exact opposite of what I was told when I was growing up. It's like, oh, everybody's the same. Love everybody the same. No, it's like, nah, white people are terrible. And you need to hate them. And if you're a white person, you're bad. And you hate black people. Like, really? I didn't know that. That's crazy. But yeah, just the sterilization of kids alone, like I was saying, this gender reassignment surgery crap. It's just, how could that possibly be healthy for a child? I mean, especially like this prepubescent child, you know, who doesn't know anything. And you, one day he throws on some high heels and a dress and you're going to freaking chop his wiener off and give him hormones and everything else? Hormone therapy? Ugh. It's such a tragic thing. And I think we're going to look back. I know we're going to look back in the near future, the very near future, and be like, what the hell were we doing? What the hell were we thinking? How did we let this happen to our kids? And I thought it would get nipped in the bud by now. I thought enough moms would get pissed off and stand up, because that's what's really going to have to happen. Enough people are going to have to wake up and see what's going on before anything happens. Mama bears, papa bears, which they're scaring, they're backing a lot of them off. You know, they're trying to prosecute them and treat them like they're terrorists for loving their kids and wanting their kids, you know, the best for them. It's unbelievable. But yeah, how is taking these hormones fighting nature? How could that be good for your body? I mean, these people are going to be lucky to live 40, 50 years. I was listening to something and there's a story about somebody who had gender reassignment surgery as a teenager, and by the time they were 30 some, like late 30s, their liver was failing because of all the meds that they were taking, and then they had to stop taking their meds. And then there was complications from stop taking the meds. It's like, yeah, your body, you're going 100% against nature, against, you know, God's creation. I mean, you're literally fighting the forces of Mother Nature and God. Keep at it. And I'm telling you, it's once people realize what happens, you guys are... Anybody who's doing this, these doctors, these psychologists, these parents, the teachers, whoever is pushing this stuff and promoting this stuff, they need to be held accountable. This is irreversible, changing these kids' lives forever. And you've heard of hundreds, if not thousands of stories now about people wanting to reverse the decision they made when they were kids. Or teenagers, whatever, young adults. Uninformed decisions based on emotion and a lot of times mental illness and depression and lack of fitting in. And I know it's hard, especially this day and age. And I feel sorry for these kids. But good God, our job is to protect them. And we need to do that above and beyond anything else. So yeah, liver failure is at the end. Death is at the end. Okay, how hard they ride, like I said, for especially the late-term abortion stuff. It's like, what? There's so many people that want kids that can't have them. And you, let's, what are you going to go to the doctor? And they're like, yeah, you're considered getting rid of those kids. It's like, why do Democrats always push stuff that, like, either is either killing someone or preventing them from ever even existing to begin with? Sterilizing people, abortions, embracing obesity, embracing mental illness. All these liberal Democrat cities overrun with crime, looters, violence. It's unbelievable to me, like, how people keep voting for Democrats over and over and over again. How bad does it have to get before these people wake up and stop voting blue no matter who and want a positive change in their community or a change in their public life? Yeah, very, it's hard for me to compute how they keep doing this. How many criminals, dirty needles, and piles of crap do you want to have to dodge and frogger over and around so you can get to your voting, your polling booth, so you can pull the lever for another Democrat? I mean, it's unreal. It's unreal. And I don't think I'll ever understand it. And like I said, all the policies that they have legislatively, ideologically, everything leads to less people, depopulation. it's crazy. It's unreal. And on that, I actually have a tweet that I wanted to read you. And this guy's name is James Bradley. I don't know exactly who he is, but he has some great tweets. And this was a good one I thought I'd share because I was like, yeah, yeah. So here we go. So wait, if my 7-year-old son decides he wants a cigarette and a martini, I should say no. But if he decides he wants to have his penis removed and wear a dress like a girl, I'm socially and governmentally mandated to say yes. This is the life in Joe Biden's America. And if you ask me, I much prefer America under Donald Trump. Not because I'm a Trump lover or a cult member, but because life just made more sense when he was president. But again, this is not about Donald Trump. This is about how everything the Democrats put forth seems to be anti-life, anti-health, anti-safety, or anti-women. Woman. Trans person shoots up at school. Democrats supports the trans person. Teens rampage through Chicago. Democrats support the berserkers over the victims. Pro-life clinics set up to help pregnant moms get bombed by Democrats. Biological men steal sports trophies from female athletes. Democrats support the men. And funny and yet sad thing is, most people on the street don't even know any of this stuff is happening because the news media will not tell you. That's how they keep winning elections. Folks, we are way past the point where honor has anything to do with the American politic. With American politics, it's all cheat, steal, and manipulate now. So honestly, I don't see how we're ever going to get back in the White House under these conditions. Democrats will cheat, and Republicans won't fight them. And that's essentially the saddest thing of all. God bless America. James Bradley. Everything he said there, I was like, yeah, I 100% agree. Couldn't agree more. Speaking of Twitter, I saw some crazy things. There's a couple Tennessee state representatives kind of under a little bit of a heat right now. Both of them named Justin. And the first one's named Justin Jones. And this dude was caught in 2020 during the whole George Floyd BLM riots. He was caught stopping vehicles, harassing, jumping on top of cars. I mean, he was terrorizing drivers. And he was out there protesting with all those other psychopath street scum. And they kicked him out of for a minute. I mean, he lost his representativeship. I don't know, whatever you'd say, but they essentially, but then they reinstated him. So they found this footage of him rioting and screwing up people's cars and being a rioter. And so they fired the guy, and then they looked at it again, and they're like, it seems okay. And if you see the footage, it's unreal. The guy's literally stomping on people's cars and stopping traffic and harassing people through their windows and scaring, terrorizing people. Unbelievable. So that's the Tennessee rep, Justin Jones. We have another Tennessee State rep, Justin Pearsons. And this dude is straight up LARPing like some activist from the 60s, some black activist from the 60s. It's unbelievable. If you see the before and after video, he went to some 75,000 brainwash university, some super expensive university, and he was running for some sort of office or something. It at the school, I forget exactly what the ad was, but he ran some sort of campaign for something during college while he was at college. And you see the video of him promoting himself. Hey, I just want to be, I see how we can represent everybody, you know, equally, this, that, and the other. And the guy is fully, seems like a normal, well-educated guy. And then fast forward a couple years later, this dude's a representative Tennessee House rep and or district rep, whatever. And he full grew an afro and he's like, Kamala Harris likes to patronize the black people and we shall overcome. It's like, get the hell out of here. I could go back 2-3 years before, show a video of you with a clean haircut, speaking just like I am right now, or even more eloquently. I mean, not saying that's not eloquent speaking, because God knows that Martin Luther King was an extremely powerful speaker and extremely talented man. But this guy LARPing and acting like he's something that he's clearly wasn't ever. He just, like, he threw on a wig and he's on in some skit on a comedy show. It's embarrassing. So those are your two Tennessee State reps of the week. Go Team Tennessee. You guys are crushing it over there. All right. A couple more things before we get off here, and I want to make this, I just want to be over because I am so tired and I am running off of coffee and we have 10 minutes till midnight. Got 10 minutes to 4:20. All right. So this Air National Guardsman who was arrested this past week for leaking information and I don't know if it were documents or just information about the Ukraine war. And this kid is like 20-something years old. And he's like a reserve. There's no way this guy had access to this info. And so I wonder where he got it. I feel like this guy is just the fall guy for something or somebody else, of course. But they arrest him and kind of make a kind of an example of this dude. If you ever try to leak any of the information, if you ever try to tell any of the truth. And what was it that he leaked out, you ask? He leaked out the fact that we have boots on the ground in Ukraine. There are American troops on the ground in Ukraine that Joe Biden sent without going through Congress, without telling anybody, asking anybody, just going to do it. So we found out that. And we also found out that Ukraine is getting their keister kicked. Mind you, we've already sent them $220+ billion to beat Russia, and Russia's spanking them. We're just draining our bank account over here. And I obviously, they're destroying the dollar. The petrodollar is fading, if not going to definitely go away. And that destroys our money. We're going to be Honduras. And then we have, like I said, another package coming out. And they're also another thing that we, I don't know how much this next military package is going to be, but another thing that was leaked on top of the fact that we have boots on the ground, which nobody agreed to, nobody knew about, other than Joe Biden and all the crooked people in the military and government who aren't honest with the people. But yeah, I guess Russia is having some success jamming our advanced Western guided bombs. So we're giving Ukraine our advanced stuff, and Russia's still bang. They're knocking them out of the sky. That's really bad news in general, not just for Ukraine, but for us. Think about it. All right, guys, I'm going to get off here. Thank you for being here, and I apologize for being low energy and taking so long to get back on. I'm going to try to make some shorter videos, try to make more videos. I'm working really hard on getting the new setup going so I can show you clips you need to see. All these clips I want to show you guys, and I want you guys to meet some guests and everything I want to have on. Anyway, thank you for being here. Another one in the books. Please come back. Love y'all. Thank you for your support. See you soon.